Hey everybody, this is CR Hannah, aka Gia from Power Rangers Megaforce and Super Megaforce, and you are listening to The Grid! Go, go, Megaforce! And you know what time it is? It's morphin' time!
Morphin' Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatteroid22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com, welcoming to another Grid Commentary, where the category for this month is...
The category is...
The Queerness. Because this show won't give us canon queer characters, so we're going to dig deep for representation, Haney. So joining me in this commentary is Austin.
Hi.
And joining us for this commentary is one of the hosts of the Toku Ladies podcast, the Second Batgirl.
Hello.
So today we'll be watching episode 5 of Power Rangers Megaforce, titled United We Stand, written by Jill Donnellan and directed by Jonathan Brau. In this episode, best friends.
Best friends.
In quotations.
Gia and Emma are turned into bitter enemies by a vicious monster, Bizarra. Meanwhile, the guys are captured by Queen Bee Bizarra and turned into her drone slaves. Queen Bee is quoted? Okay.
Is that the actual episode description?
Yeah.
Wow, they kind of shade her unnecessarily.
You know, this was the first episode of the new Power Rangers that I showed my now wife.
It is one of the better episodes of Megaforce.
It's my favorite Megaforce episode.
For those unaware what a commentary is, we will watch this episode together and we'll talk over it while you guys, gals, and non-binary pals at home can watch along on your DVDs or over the way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge, especially now. So to sync up and join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Bitch, since when?
This isn't the samurai narration. I can't quote this, like, spot on.
Yeah.
God, this show, this season had so much potential, so much... Aw, oh, they're having a bike date. Isn't that sweet?
I mean, G is so supportive in Emma's hobbies.
Her photography.
For the flower that blooms once a year.
Okay, but seriously, after you, I insist, like, they're not dating? You expect me to believe they're not dating?
It's like they're married at that point.
Come on now.
The rare flower you want me to check out with that head tilt, follow me, walk into the bushes.
Is this a real flower?
I do not believe so.
I mean, there are actual flowers that bloom only, like, a certain amount of time, so...
We know what flower symbolism stands for, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about both of us?
Friends.
Best.
Mm-hmm. Best friends. Just for us. What tough girl image.
What tough girl image.
She's not wearing the leather jacket in this scene. That's out of character.
Yeah, I mean, she's not... Emma's kind of wearing a different kind of jacket, too, so...
Weird.
I mean, I guess it's the only time she got to wear something slightly different.
And for real. That was one of the things that irked me about Megaforce, is that they didn't have wardrobe changes.
Were you guys at Morphicon when they said that's one of the things that they would have wanted?
Yes, and that was so funny.
If they wanted to give them one outfit, they should have just had a school where they were, like, in school uniforms.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's harder to distinguish, like, character personality or character traits, because they're just wearing a uniform. It's like, you can't really tell who a character is just based on a school uniform.
I don't know. Kamen Rider Forza did it pretty well.
You could do a school uniform, but at the same time, you can also add things to it that makes it unique to
like
you.
Little flares.
Little flares. Like, yeah. You get a scarf or a different kind of shirt underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to say it now that this episode only makes any sort of sense if you assume that the fight they are having is about coming out.
Yeah.
Yep. And I honestly feel like the conflict should have been more so Gia being afraid to show that photo off to people instead of them being under a spell and being mad that way.
I mean, they are under a spell in the Sentai footage, so they have to be under a spell.
Yeah.
No, they don't. But also, this is around the era where they had to be.
It's also just like, I feel like Megaforce just avoids character conflict, so they're just like, oh, they were under a spell. We don't need growth.
Yeah, because best friends never fight, right, Austin? We never fight.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
I love all of his different forms. It would have been kind of cool if they did a figure for all of his forms, though.
I kind of wish it was more than a 4-inch form, too, because those Megaforce tiny things are terrible.
Well, you know, maybe the Lightning Collection will hear you.
That would be cool.
I'm getting an Aisha and Scorpino 2-pack.
Oh, I could not believe that. That was so cool. The gays won that day, truly.
I'm very, very happy, queer woman.
Yeah, that was the first time where the reveals were equally gender. Because there was 4 female figures and 4 male figures released that day.
Took long enough. Are you kidding me?
I do not hug my best friend like that. I hug my wife like that.
Yeah, for real.
Also, I know they made a whole big deal in the promo material about how, like, Gia and Emma were in, like, separate cliques, but they don't show that in the show. So it's like, where even is the conflict?
What are the cliques, though? Like, there's no cliques. It's they all hang out together.
I remember what you're talking about, though. Like, the promo showed that they were part of different groups.
We did an entire episode because of her, you know. It was called Boob Bees. And it was about monsters with... Well, anyway, we did an entire episode about that.
Her boobs are red in the Sentai, right?
Yeah.
Could you imagine just getting paid to just Photoshop boobs into, like, a different color?
And of course, you know, the female villainess for this one has to be kinky with a whip, and
I love short. It. I like Bizarra.
I really don't get the whole, like, thing of being a queen of a hive in her army. It's like, where do we see this? We never see anybody from her army or hive or kingdom later on. So it's like, why bother? Calling her a queen.
This villain faction doesn't really make any sense. I'm walking side by side with my best friend who I'm like snuggled up to. I don't do that with my best friend.
24-hour photos? Do they have 2013 still?
Does Walgreens do like 24-hour photos?
Walgreens does.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Just something like that.
And even then, it's like, they still clearly, like, love each other. It's like, I want a photo of you where you're smiling.
This is very, like, lovers to haters to lovers, and I'm just like, yes.
Okay.
Like, okay.
Okay.
That conversation went nowhere.
Yeah, like, Well, I mean, there's a reason, but it's like, does it matter if he's a bug?
Well, I mean, I guess if it's not, that's the first time they've seen him, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, because Harmony and Discord, yeah, he's in Harmony and Discord too.
So I guess they're thinking if, like, everything else is bug themed.
Like, who's this guy?
Like, he must be like from a different thing. It's like, I mean, an alien's an alien in this season. Regardless of whether they're a bug, they're still going to kill you.
Well, they do kind of bounce around because it's like we start with insects, but then it jumps into like the. What were their names?
The toxic beasts. And then the robots.
Yeah. Period.
I'm a queen.
We really need more Beetleborgs jokes there.
That's one big bad beetle. I mean, isn't one of their little, what are those called? Not the headers. Those little things. Didn't they call it a beetle blast for one of them? I think, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Now, all this talk about, like, reboot this, reboot that. Bring back Beetleborgs.
Yes.
I don't know how, but I would like to see it.
I mean, those are gorgeous suits, so I wouldn't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
I described this episode at a fanfic con once, and they were convinced I was making it up.
Sounds fake. I mean, to be fair, before this episode like existed, I feel like this could be something that you would write.
I mean, this is so tropey goodness. Like, you throw in the bee monster, the dominatrix bee.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, and she enslaves all the dudes. And meanwhile, the girls are fighting about coming out, and they find a special flower. And at that point, they were like, okay, no, really, what was the actual plot? And I'm like, no, this is the actual plot.
Yeah, Jill Donnellan has some explaining to do.
You know what? That is my new podcast interview goal. Oh, are they really fighting over which way to insert the tabs?
They're pretty much scissoring with their weapons.
Oh no. Did Jill write any other episodes?
Yeah, she wrote some episodes of Wild Force too, I think.
Hmm.
And Samurai. Oh, I think she co-wrote Sticks and Stones.
So she's an icon. Alright.
We stan a queen?
Yes.
See, even under a spell, she's protecting her girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
United we stan. That was terrible. Ooh, damn.
Go.
What was that moan?
I've already used up my jokes for the episode, I think.
Damn, already?
Me. Carry me. Why does she have laundry?
Yeah, she doesn't wear clothes.
Ew. Oh my god. Ah!
Yeah, this entire thing is not necessary.
It's not.
Yeah, like, we don't need to see if...
Get back to the gaze.
With feet.
Well, I guess she has no other use for men.
I mean, valid.
Yeah.
It's the pile of nail dust for me. What's with the, like, soggy paper towel between her toes? That's what that looks like.
Pull that off first.
My favorite part.
Logic Emma. Clues Gia. Gia.
Okay, just make out.
I know. Okay, I need Lightning Collection figures of Emma and Gia so I can put their civilian heads on and just make them make out.
Just make it a two-pack.
Exactly.
Like, do a versus line. Like, they're fighting in this episode.
There were our wedding cake toppers.
Just say they're an SPD, then maybe they'll be released.
But no, Gia and Emma, the Megaforce costumes, were our wedding cake toppers.
Aww. That's adorable. That's cute. I mean, honestly, respect to Bizarre for getting rid of all these men. Thanks, Queen.
Queen Bee.
Best friends.
You're the bestest of friends.
Clearly, they
oh,
have
no.
a single fanfic because...
Oh.
Oh yeah, that's what I was talking about like a few minutes ago about one of the Beatles swords. The Little Brothers. There you go.
Oh, there it is. Oh, wow, it was mm-hmm. the same episode.
Yeah, Jill Donnellan must have been a Beetleborgs fan.
Just another reason to stan.
I'm trying not to make, like, six jokes about being tied up.
Gia, help me already!
Gia's leaving her tied up because she knows she likes it. Snap out of
why did he look at the ground in between saying that and snap out of it? It's like, was the skirt right there?
Was his line right there? Like on like a little board or something?
Yeah, for real?
Snap out of it.
Like, it must have been a spell. You were already... Oh, look at them on their ice cream dates.
Oh my gosh. Like,
you've already been told... Okay. You know it's a spell. They told you already.
Emma, because of gay rights, you get new Zords.
I mean, period.
I'll allow it.
I'll allow it this one time. Are those actually Zords or just headers, though?
They are Zord. Well, all the headers basically are.
It's the heads are the Zords, and the Mecha Zords are the ones where they're combined with different pieces. It's very confusing.
Thanks to you. You're the best.
With your best friend? Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
Saban was like, you need to put the phrase best friend in here like 20 times so people get it and don't confuse this.
So that people don't think that there are any queer ladies.
Yeah. So people don't look into it. Mm.
I mean, at least they aren't cousins.
Oh, thanks, God. Sailor like Moon. Sailor Moon. Thanks, Sailor Moon in the 90s. Like, that makes it worse. I'm like, who touches their cousin like that? Worse.
I'm like, oh, yikes. As someone who's never seen Sailor Moon.
the Sailor Moon dub, when they introduced Uranus and Neptune, decided to make them cousins because
they were close. Meanwhile, they're sitting on a windowsill with their hands like, they're like hand fucking. Giving each other sex eyes.
It's not subtle. It's even less subtle than this.
Wow. I didn't think that was possible. Why were they still holding their... Okay. Oops. Facts, honey.
Especially in your case.
Shut up. I wish he was better written. I wish that whatever relationship they had written between the two of them was better written.
The episode where he's like, some women are just difficult. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I mean, part of it is that I ship Gia Emma. And part of it is just that I don't think that the relationship between Jake and Gio was written well, and it relies on a bunch of really, really awful stereotypes. But that is not for this episode. We are going to talk about happy things like Gio and Emma.
Yeah.
Instead
gay of things getting, only?
Yes, gay things only.
Yeah, Jake doesn't exist because they have to be in the suit.
Now, if Gia is bisexual and she dates a dude, she is still bisexual and therefore it is still queer.
Yes.
Oh, but yes.
Let's talk about the ladies.
It's their month.
It's what they deserve. I still don't really know how I feel about the Zords and stuff this season. They're okay.
I mean, clearly Angel inspired with those wings on the helmet.
Yeah.
This was definitely a season where they were like, we don't know how to use the source material properly.
Oh, yeah.
I hate when they ignore the clear designs of the suits.
I mean, they did that for this and Super Mega Force.
Clearly those are pirates, but you're never going to mention that they're pirates.
Mm-mm. We can't have Rangers being pirates.
They're evil.
Pirates are bad. Ah. Oh, okay.
I mean, I love sword hats. I don't care for these sword hats.
I think it's just like the header thing for me. It's just like, I don't know what it is.
It's an interesting, I mean, it's the start of, like, this was pure in the gimmick era, like.
Oh, totally, yeah.
It's cards and headers.
They're just throwing whatever they can against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Mm-hmm. I like the cards. Like, I remember, like, the action card game in the U.S. That was fun to collect.
Especially when they did every season.
And they had, like, that $5... coupon that was working on cards, so everyone was just getting them for like 10 cents or something. Those were the days. Did Troy just say like whoa 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 and guys or something?
Yes. Let them live. It's their episode. It's our month.
Don't go not all men, Troy, because that's what you were doing there.
I know. He just did peace.
Gia was going for a hug. Come on.
Those are the most liquidy smoothies I have ever seen.
Are those supposed to be smoothies or just Gatorade?
Well, smoothies usually have like a dome lid and they're like a thicker consistency.
I think it's fruit juice.
Just fruit juice, yeah. Next SpongeBob SquarePants. I remember when that was like a meme.
Okay. The thing is, Emma, you don't out someone against their will. Uh-huh. And you don't.
That should have been the conflict of the episode.
Yeah, it really should have been.
That should have been at the beginning of the episode, and Gia gets mad about it.
That would have made
it ruins her tough sense. Girl image, aka she's outed.
Neither of them are cheerleaders.
I wish that they'd done the episode where Yellow was a cheerleader. Okay, look at where her hand was. That is not how best friends hug.
Did Ciara and Christina know what they were doing?
Look how she just leaned in. Are you kidding me?
They were very excited to find out that they were my wedding cake toppers.
Aw, that's cute.
Aw.
Alrighty, so that's the end of United We Stand. Does anyone have any final thoughts before we wrap this shit up?
They're really gay.
They're very, very, very gay.
This episode is like, oof, subtext city.
Even still thinking that, like, the framing of this episode could have been better to have just a better message, it's still a highlight of Megaforce for me.
Yeah, Megaforce ain't my favorite season, but this episode is pretty good, even though it could be better.
I just think this episode is delightful.
So what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at The Group of UR. Tune in next time, where we'll be continuing the queerness in June with a commentary for episode 6 of Power Rangers Dino Charge, The Tooth Hurts. Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid, but until then, everybody say bye!
Bye!
Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches!